Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo. I am going to teach CRK for SS1. I am still Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government / CRK teacher. Our today's topic is going to be faith and work. Faith and work. Now, some of this topic might be somehow abstract because we refer to them as elements. That's the major ones we need to treat, you know, before we go to the higher level, especially for those of you who are going to be art inclined. Now, last time we treated the second coming or the parousia, we saw what and what Paul told the Christians to do. They should always be ready and get themselves prepared because Christ will come without anybody knowing. Despite the fact that we've been hearing series of information here and there, people claiming to know when Christ is going to come. But the Bible has made it very clear that no one knows except God himself. Okay, now today we're going to talk about faith and work. But first of all, we're going to look at the meaning of faith. Now, faith in this context means trust or belief. Trust or belief. St. James, in his epistle, admonished Christians who genuinely believe in Jesus to reflect their belief and faith in their lifestyle. Okay, before I proceed, I will call out the references where you're supposed to read from. Go to James chapter 1, 22 to 27. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 27. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. James chapter 2, 14 to 26. Okay. As I was saying, St. James admonished Christians to, you know, genuinely believe in Jesus Christ and let it be reflected in their actions and lifestyle. This means that Christians in their daily life should practice the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God, which is love, honesty, forgiveness, humility, faithfulness, and charity. I'll take that again. This means that Christians in their daily life should practice the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God, which is love, honesty, forgiveness, humility, faithfulness, and charity. Okay, now let's look at those major points. You see, when we talk about love, oftentimes young people misunderstand the term. You see, the love James was referring to here is the agape love, the kind of love that does not expect anything in return. Probably, let's use the love of your parents as example. You know, parents love their children unconditionally. Yes. But sometimes you children might not even know. Some of you might be thinking, my dad doesn't love me or my mom doesn't love me. That's not true. They do. The only thing is that some circumstances might be a kind of hindrance for them to express themselves. You know, a typical African parent is not like the white, who will always make the child to understand every step of the way how much he or she loves the child. But our parents express their own love towards us through probably material things, or probably, you know, trying to make sure you lack nothing. You know, that's the way they express it. They are not used to, myself inclusive, we're not used to every step of the way reminding the child how much the child is loved. But the way you would know that your mom and your dad loves you so much is that they would not want anything to happen to you. Anytime you are sick, you see them running around. They will go all out making sure that you lack nothing in terms of what you eat and, of course, clothing. Above all, they will make sure you are also given shelter, those basic things. And for your parents to have taken the first step of putting you in Austin Secondary School, I think it all boils down to the fact that they love you and want a better future for you. Now, let's look at faithfulness. Faithfulness. You know, we've talked about love. Faithfulness. How faithful are we to God? Because I guess he is the number one person we have been disappointing. How faithful are we to God? Okay. Sometimes, most young people, I'm not saying you're the only one, even adults do it. Go to church because if they don't go to church, their parents are going to reprimand them. You know what I'm saying? Some young people go to church because dad and mom said they should go to church. I mean, if you're still in that category, I mean, you should wake up. We don't go to church because somebody asks us to go to church. We go to church because we need to be grateful to God. We need to express our gratitude to him. You know, we need to be faithful. And you know what? While you go to church, the word of God strengthens you more for you to reverence God and know that without him, you cannot live. Okay, another one is forgiveness. Forgiveness. Remember, we are talking about faith and work. And with these points I am mentioning right now, faith cannot do without those things. Another one is forgiveness. How often do you forgive those who have wronged you? Okay? How often do you forgive? It's not easy to forgive, I can assure you. But with the grace of the Holy Spirit in your heart, you can easily forgive. I know there are sadists all around us. There are people whose joy is to make us unhappy. You know, they derive a lot of pleasure making other people sad. We call it sadistic pleasure. Some people are like that. But then, every step of the way you go, you find out that your heart will always skip when you see that person. You're angry. And that anger can even cause you headache. Okay? So, you having such animosity against someone else, you are the one to lose. So, the Bible is telling us today through St. James' teaching that we should learn to do what? Forgive. Okay. Now, another one is honesty. Honesty. How honest are you? How honest are you? Some of you are professional liars. They lie with compound interest. Honestly. Send them on errand. They know what to do with the change. Go to the market. Buy 500 naira worth of meat for your mom. You go there, you know. Instead of buying 500, you said the person, give me 400 naira. I'm not saying you cannot price and get change. You can. But some of you are something else. You know? You are asked to stay at the shop. You use money without permission. Now, reasonable parents are supposed to know when you have some needs. Oh, mom, I bought this meat 450 instead of 500. A reasonable parent will say, okay, take the 50 naira to encourage you so that you don't steal. But probably the reason why some people will not encourage you right now is because of the economic situation of the country. But I can assure you that it pays to be honest. It pays to be what? Honest. When something is going on in the house, you find out that your parents have a particular person they need to consult because the person is the honest person among you. Why wouldn't you be the one to be consulted? You know, it is difficult to be honest and straightforward. You will tackle a lot of enemies, you know. People will hate you for that. But if you want to be a good Christian, you really need to be honest. Okay. Another one is humility. Humility. How humble are you? Do you still remember what we did in New Life in Christ? If you actually found a new life in Christ, you need to be humble. The book of Proverbs says humility goes before honor. If you want to achieve your aims and objectives in life, you must be humble. Okay? All right. Now let's the next one, probably the last one is charity. Charity. Okay, for you that are still young people, this might not be solely applicable to you, but just for you to know in case you grow and start making money. You know, this is applicable to adults who have started making their own money. How charitable could you be? Okay, how charitable could you be? You can be of an assistant, no matter how little. You know, one day I boarded the KK and I was coming back from school and I saw, you know, two students, big, they're all big, lapping themselves. And I'm like, why are you lapping her? She said, auntie, she doesn't have money for transport. I said, okay, settle down, I'll pay for her. Now, I really paid for them, but I was touched. You know, she could carry such a big person because she wanted to help because the other person didn't have money. So it's a way of showing that charity, okay? But the Bible did not tell us to inconvenience yourself. That is probably the only 15 naira you have for your trans. You not give it to the person and say that Mrs. Iwanya will say we should be charitable, and then you suffer. And as you're tracking, you'll be complaining. If not that she told us this, probably I would have. No, God will not even be happy with you, okay? The only time you give out and God blesses you is when you give out with all your heart. When you give out without being forced. Okay? All right. Now let's continue. Remember, we are still on faith and work. Faith and work. This means that any Christian who does not practice the moral principles of Christianity is not a good Christian. St. James puts it in this way, and I quote, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like." Unquote. Okay? You get this extraction from James 1, James chapter 1, 12 to 24. This instruction, you get it from James chapter 1, 12 to 24. Okay. Now, a doer of the word is one who looks into the perfect law of Jesus Christ, which is the law of liberty, and with the perseverance, does not forget easily, but acts on it. Such a person receives God's blessings. Okay. James went further to say that a true religious man controls his tongue. That is he who is the doer of the word. Controls his tongue. Anyone who does not control his tongue deceives himself, and his religion is in vain. Are you there? Are you there? Some of you have gotten PhD in gossiping. You see, there were cases I was handling before the pandemic that really scared me, honestly. You hear certain things, and when those people are confronted to come and testify, you think, but that's not what I said, but that's exactly what it said. Instead of you to say that, which you know, if after gossiping, you cannot come out in the open to testify, please shut up. Okay? It goes a long way to killing someone's spirit. Remember, the Bible had already warned us that the sin that is not forgivable is the sin against the Holy Spirit. I mean, mind your language. Not that you will not gist with your friends, but know exactly what you're talking about. Let's continue. For one to practice an acceptable religion before God, one should be able to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions and keep oneself undefiled by the word of God. Anyway, this one should not be your concern for now because you're still kids. Okay, but just bear it in mind. Okay. Now, St. James went further to buttress his argument that faith without work is dead. Faith without work is what? Dead. In other words, what he's saying is that one cannot continue to claim that he is a Christian when he does not show his actions to be a Christian. If you say you are a Christian, show walking. Let people know exactly what makes you a Christian. Not just claiming, telling everyone who cares to listen that you're a Christian, but your character does not really reflect Christianity. Some of you will be thinking, we are terribly young. Why are we going to be, why should anybody expect us to reflect Christianity? Of course, remember that Mary was about 15 years when the angel of the Lord came to her. So it doesn't really matter. The most temptual stage of your life is now, this teenage age. The temptation is too much. But if you still hold on to the word of God and get into your adulthood, you'll be able to discern those terrible ones and the good ones. You know what I mean? Okay, now let's continue. He gave an analogy of one who needed food and clothing and approached his fellow Christian for help. Instead of giving him what he needed, the Christian said, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled." Okay, all right. I know you cannot do much as regards this, but what James is emphasizing on is that it is not enough for one to proclaim his faith. Okay? It is not enough. Remember when we learned justification by faith? Okay? It's not enough. You need to prove it through your actions. People need to see a special thing in you to believe that, yes, God really dwells in this man. A man is justified by works and not by faith alone. A man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, Rahab the harlot was justified by her work when she received and protected the messenger sent to Canaan by Joshua. I don't know if you can still, okay. The story is a topic we're going to do in SS2, but you must have heard about the 12 spies before now. The 12 spies that were sent to Jericho, that is the land that flew with milk and honey. It was a prostitute that saved their lives, and the name of the prostitute was Rahab. So in this context, James is saying that Rahab showed or exhibited her faith by saving those spies. James concluded by saying that just as the physical body without spirit is dead, so also faith without work is dead. I'll take it again. James concluded by saying that just as the physical body without spirit is dead, so also faith without work is dead. Okay. I hope you understood this. Okay. No matter how much you tie your turban on your head, no matter how much you wear your long sleeves and your long skirt, if actually there is no single faith in you, you don't exhibit it through your actions, whatever you're doing is nonsense. Okay? The moment someone dies, I don't know how many of you that have seen dead persons, the moment someone dies, the spirit leaves the body, the person is just like wood. No pain. The person will not even know what comes around. Okay? So that's exactly what he's trying to buttress here. Now let's look at ways by which Christians can demonstrate their faith based on the teaching of James. Ways by which Christians can demonstrate their faith based on the teaching of St. James. Okay. Number one, Christians should help unemployed to be employed by establishing vocational / technical institution for training. Number two, they should ensure good governance by participating in government and putting their faith into practice. Okay. Now, in this context, what he means here is that one cannot say that he or she is a Christian, therefore he cannot vote. Okay. If you don't vote, the scrupulous elements will take whatever they want to take. So you need to vote. And vote out the bad eggs. Okay. Next point is that they should ensure good governance by participating in government. Sorry. They should help the poor and the needy around them, within and outside the church. I think that has been going on for a very long time, especially this period of pandemic. The next point is all Christians are expected to participate in church activities, okay, in accordance with the level of ability God has given them. Those who knows how to sing should help to praise God. Those who can, control the instruments should do that. Those who do all sorts of things to make sure that the church is run smoothly should continue, because that is the way they expect their faith. The next one is wealthy Christians should establish orphanages, mental homes, and vocational institutions. Okay. The next one is a good Christian should make the work of charity and justice his or her word. Okay. Now, I expect you to extract your moral lessons. Remember, the points I've made here are ways by which Christians can, demonstrate their faith. Okay? Extract 4 moral lessons from this teaching. Remember that your point of contact, where you get your information, is James chapter 1, verse 22 to 27. James chapter 1, 22 to 27. James chapter 2, 14 to 26. James chapter 2, 14 to 26. That's where you're going to read up. Remember to use Revised Standard Version of the Bible. Take care of yourselves.